this feels so good.
Y94.
I love it.
8:25 in the morning and 32 degrees at the Playhouse Studios. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Good morning. Mostly sunny today in Fargo-Moorhead with a high around 55. A nice change of pace from the gloomy, rainy days we've had this week. It will be sunny and 55. Maybe overnight we'll see some showers, but for the most part today, fairly decent. I mean, it was a cool fall day, but decent in Fargo-Moorhead today. Pick your first. Jessica Halverson won herself a beautiful Michael Kors this morning at 7:10, and you can win yourself a designer handbag. Pick your purse at 11:10 and 3:10 today. Should you register online at y94.com. While you're there, make sure you look at the Purse Boutique. Beautiful purses there. You're about 40 minutes away on the show from us getting out of here and playing that cue to call for pink tickets. So we have that going on this morning as well. Oh my God, there's so much going on. Do you want to talk to Jessica a little bit this morning too? What's up?
Oh my gosh, you guys. I am in a total war with my husband right now.
Okay.
And he said to me, if you've got a problem with me, why don't you take it up with the Y94 morning show? Because they're the only ones who listen to this nonsense.
I'm not sure if we should be flattered or...
I don't think he meant it literally, but I thought I'd call you guys anyway.
What are you guys fighting about?
Well, my husband won't let me put up my holiday tree.
A holiday tree? Like a Christmas tree?
No, a holiday tree. I saw it on Pinterest. What you do is you decorate a tree in your home, probably your Christmas tree, but with orange and black and pumpkins and witches and stuff, you know, leading up to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then you swap it out and in November for like turkeys and gourds and like Thanksgiving stuff. And then after Black Friday, you put on the Christmas decorations.
Hmm.
And your hubby wasn't down with that at all, huh?
No! He said Christmas trees are sacred and that I was going to piss off Jesus by putting witches and pumpkins on our Christmas tree. And I told him he's overthinking it. Just fun decorating idea. You know, I just saw it on Pinterest. He just needs to get over it. And he also doesn't seem to think that people, like, even need to decorate for fall. And I told him he's just being an autumn Grinch. Obviously, people do it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be all over Pinterest.
So the main issue is what people think of the holiday tree idea?
I guess. I mean, I'm not tempting fate or disgracing Christmas by putting Halloween decorations on the tree for a month. I mean, do you guys think I am?
I just want to make sure I heard you right, too. Did your husband say you're going to piss off Jesus for having a Halloween tree?
Yes! I don't think Jesus even really has anything to do with the tree, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. I think we can get some general feedback for you on the Halloween tree, the holiday tree. I don't peruse Pinterest that often, but I guess I haven't heard. Have you heard of the holiday tree?
I've never heard of a holiday tree because I decorate, you know, like I put the lights up for the Halloween, the orange and purple lights and the window stickers and then like fall decorations. But I don't know that I would ever do a tree.
You know what? I'm a Grinch on most things, but I love the smell of the Christmas tree in the house.
Right.
So I'd have no problem with a tree like that in
the house.
Where
would you find a Christmas tree in October?
Oh, Maggie.
You can go
get the artificial box ones at Walmart
but
right now.
But how would you get the smell from a real tree out of an artificial...
Go out of town with an axe.
Oh, God.
It's called a car air freshener. Thoughts on the holiday tree. It starts out a Halloween tree, becomes a Thanksgiving tree, and then it becomes a Christmas tree. Her husband says she'd be, quote, pissing off Jesus. Your thoughts. 237, it's you can text 35270. Front
door. Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys all the time.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Playhouse this morning. Now, Jessica kind of brought up an interesting conversation. My favorite thing about it is that when she was arguing and getting all irritated with her hubby, he said, if you've got a problem with me, why don't you call Y94? They're the only ones going to listen to this nonsense. And then she quite literally called us. Like, I think he was being sarcastic.
Best idea ever.
And then she was like, I think I will. Well, I am going to call the Morning Playhouse and tell them all about this. And she said this.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I am in a total war with my husband right now. And he said to me, if you've got a problem with me, why don't you take it up with the Y94 morning show?
What are you guys fighting about?
Well, my husband won't let me put up my holiday tree.
A holiday tree? Like a Christmas tree?
No, a holiday tree. I saw it on Pinterest. What you do is you decorate a tree in your home, probably your Christmas tree, but with orange and black and pumpkins and witches and stuff, you know, leading up to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then you swap it out and in November for like turkeys and gourds and like Thanksgiving stuff. And then after Black Friday, you put on the Christmas decorations.
Hmm.
And your hubby wasn't down with that at all, huh?
No! He said Christmas trees are sacred and that I was going to piss off Jesus by putting witches and pumpkins on our Christmas tree. And I told him he's overthinking it. Just fun decorating idea. You know, I just saw it on Pinterest. He just needs to get over it.
Now, I think you have an interesting point of view on this, Maggie, because we've established on the show before, you're kind of a decorating weirdo.
Oh, my God,
you're
I
a
am.
Freak.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie has the Halloween bin, the Thanksgiving bin, and the Christmas bin.
And I can't believe I've never thought of a holiday tree.
Mm-hmm. But
it just sounds like a lot of work, though.
You have, you know, different towels and stuff that have leaves on them.
Yes.
You have your gourds. You have your Thanksgiving stuff.
I
so
do.
You understand
I do.
The concept.
I understand.
But what do you think of the holiday tree, the Halloween, Thanksgiving, then Christmas tree?
You know what? I personally love it, but I know it would never happen at my house because I'm kind of lazy that way.
Like, it's too much.
It's just too much for me. Like, I don't want to have to take it out. Then no, too much.
So for
too
you,
much.
It is just, it's too much effort to decorate a tree three times.
That and like Pinterest. I get sucked into Pinterest hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like most women do. My issue with it is that my Pinterest things never turn out the way they're supposed to. Like, it's not going to look good as it does in that picture on Pinterest.
So you're not crafty is what you're telling me.
I am not crafty enough to have a holiday tree.
So Jessica sees the holiday tree on Facebook. The idea is you put up your little pine tree, fake, real, whatever it is, and then you go ahead and you put witches and pumpkins on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put turkeys on it in the next month, and then the next month it's Santa Claus and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Rat, what are we seeing for text?
Why are guys so anti-decorating? I love decorating for every holiday, and my husband understands that you take the good with the bad. If he can lay his underwear wherever, then I can decorate the house.
That's him decorating the
house.
I like
that.
Yeah, true.
With his underwear.
At least my stuff's clean, though.
At some point, it can be too much. I get the holiday tree idea, but the problem is, by the time Christmas gets here, that tree will be struggling and probably have dead needles all over. And also somebody says, happy wife, happy life. Plus, is having a holiday tree really going to negatively impact your life in any way?
Your thoughts?
First of all, Jesus first has nothing to do with a Christmas tree. So I think she's totally fine putting up a tree.
Well, and that seemed to be his, you know, argument is, I think this isn't okay. You can't do that to a Christmas tree, put witches on it. And you're saying, well, it's not really associated with Jesus, so you'll be okay. Hi.
I think the real problem here is not necessarily the holiday tree. It's the true evil of all things internet, and that's that Pinterest site.
Yep.
I strictly, you know, women get on that thing, they get ideas, it sucks up all their time and energy, like Facebook. They start all these projects, they get them half done, they can't finish them. And Pinterest, I mean, come on, now you just made 3 months out of the year decorating, you know, well nothing else gets done, and well, you know, It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are more angry with Pinterest for taking the women away from you a sandwich? I'm really not sure what your argument is.
I feel like he shouldn't be angry if she's not asking him to help.
Yeah.
It's not like she's asking him to go put the Christmas lights on the roof already.
Mm.
He's not asking, or she's not asking yet.
Well, exactly, yet, yes.
It'll come.
Well, a guy from the 1950s that just called on his rotary phone was very upset. Some more text.
Has he not learned that Jesus always sides with the wife? Maybe he should worry about pissing off Jesus. Maybe find a happy in-between. You get your holiday tree, and he gets something he wants, On the other side, somebody says, just because the stores decorate for every holiday doesn't mean you have to. And my favorite, my wife has crazy ideas like this all the time. My response, whatever you want, honey.
Mm. All right. So holiday tree for you, Jessica, since you were told by your husband, if you have such a problem with me, why don't you call the Y94 Morning Playhouse? So you did.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that listen to the show seem to be siding with you. So the Playhouse family stands behind you. Mm-hmm. Now he will regret saying, call us.
See, and I feel like you tell somebody not to do it, they're going to do it. Because if I told Ray, you know what, I don't want you to do that, I think it's a bad idea, it's going to be done in 5 minutes. Like, it's going to be the first thing he does. You can't do this, I'm going to do it.
So, enjoy your pumpkin tree, Jessica.
Yes, do it, absolutely.
By the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Taylor Swift, Icona Pop, Final Song, Beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler, and Pink Tickets on the way.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Oh, I absolutely love them.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I will be right back. You three get better acquainted.
Y94.